For the first time since España 82, 36 years and 10 different World Cup editions in between then, no African team made it out of the group stage of the FIFA World Cup this year in Russia. Senegal, Egypt, Nigeria, Tunisia, and Morocco all connived to get crashed out in the group stages, ensuring that this catastrophic record is set as we go into the round of 16 of the FIFA World Cup in Russia. And in other matters, Germany ensured that the course of the champions continue after getting knocked out of the group stages of the World Cup and continuing the trend that began in Korea, Japan 2002, when France, the champions of France 98, got knocked out in the group stages. And then Italy in 2010, Spain in 2014, and now Germany in 2018. Welcome to Matt Sport. I'm not alone on the podcast today. I've got a great friend and colleague, Idowu Obadeyi, who together will do justice to the issues bordering on football and, of course, the FIFA World Cup. Welcome back, everybody. I have Idowu Obadeyi here with me. He's a great sport enthusiast. He loves football, and I don't know why he doesn't have a professional career doing sport broadcasting, but hey, maybe he will tell us that himself. Hi,
Tolu. Good to have you on the podcast this week. Football for me has always been a pastime, so there's got to be something bigger than football, and for me that's media planning. So football is just an aside, and I always enjoy keeping up with trends and what's going on. It's been a wonderful, wonderful World Cup so far. I mean, Russia hosting this tournament has beaten all the odds and expectations. We thought, okay, there was always going to be incidents of racism. So far, we've not had any monkey chants at any African. But sadly, all the African teams are
out. That's the basis of this podcast, because since the beginning of the World Cup, I beg your pardon, the podcast has been basically centered around Africa and African teams, the performance at the World Cup. As a matter of fact, the pre-World Cup predictions, we were tipping two African teams to go as far as the quarterfinals. You may not find this hard to believe, but yeah, we called Nigeria and Senegal. Those two teams looked close to getting out of the group, but eventually got knocked out for some technical reasons which could have been avoided if their games were better managed by the coaches. But that is the basis of this conversation, Idowu. I mean, Africa has been very disappointing, beginning with the set pieces that every African team considered in the opening round of the World Cup game, and then to poor game management, and then to getting ousted in the most ridiculous manners or in the most heartbreaking fashion. How's it been for you, generally?
For me, the two surprises not qualifying were Nigeria and Senegal, like you rightly said, because they had the greatest chance to qualify from the groups they were in. The other contenders, it was more wishful thinking.
Maybe Egypt had a chance too, and they messed it all up?
No, they didn't have a chance. For me, they didn't have a chance going out of that group. It was just wishful thinking. Was Russia going to exit at the group stage as a host? I didn't think so. The game plan for Egypt should have been beat Saudi Arabia, get a draw against Russia, and lose against the strongest guys in the group, which was Uruguay. And it turned out to be Uruguay beat all three teams convincingly.
Yeah. Or maybe not so convincingly.
Not so convincingly Egypt. Against Egypt, because with the loss of Salah in that game, they gave it everything they had. And like you said, poor game management. After holding a strong team out for 88 minutes of the match, and then you consider a free kick that was unnecessary, that was needless.
Dangerous position.
It wasn't even a dangerous position. The guy was nowhere near the penalty area. He was just somewhere in between the penalty box and the center circle. Yeah. But at the throwing flank, the worst you concede is a throw, or at worst, a corner kick. And then you concede the foul. And when the separate was going to be taken, again, you knew you just needed to hang on. There was nobody on either side of the post, just the goalie who was even man of the match, made a lot of fantastic save, and then they lost that match. From then, it went downhill, because the fashion in which they lost, you just sense that their morale was going to drop. Now Salah was back. They played the Russians. They were lethargic. Their transition was poor. And then Russia being the host, especially after getting a good result in their opening game, only built on that momentum. Even though their game was poor, they didn't deserve to beat the Saudis by 5 goals. But maybe due to the fasting, it took its toll on the Saudis, and they lost scandalously. And then the final match just goes to show that Egypt did not deserve to qualify. They did not. They couldn't even turn up to beat Saudi, the supposed weakest guys in the group, the Saudis. That was Egypt. Morocco's Morocco were the best performing African team, even though
they had the most difficult group.
It was expected that Portugal and Spain would top that group, which they both did. But Portugal and Spain were far from convincing.
Spain, and they could have beat Portugal. They narrowly lost the lead against Spain.
Morocco's two games against, the first game against Iran, they dominated with over 63% possession, played better, created better chances. Somehow, they contrived to lose in the 95th minute by an own goal. Again, like you said, from a set piece. Poor game management. After managing a game for so long till stoppage time, the least you needed to do was just go away with a goalless draw, at the worst. They lost. Against Portugal, another early set piece in the third minute, they dominated the Portuguese. They had better possession.
And
they
had better. Rui Patricio came to the party.
Denied them with a string of outstanding superhuman saves. And then against Spain, they were already out. Yet they still gave it their all. They could have won the game.
But for VAR,
rightly so too. Fair decision. And so Morocco were if maybe they had been in a different group, they would have qualified. So that was not to be for Morocco. Again, in the end, it comes down to inexperience at this big stage. They hadn't been at this tournament since France 19, 20 years ago. Their coach is an African legend,
but not at the World Cup
level. World stage. He got his tactics spot on. It just came down to the minutest of details. Game management, keeping concentration when you needed to keep concentration high. But in the end, they couldn't do that. There are a lot of positives for them to take. They were the best side.
Just before we go to Nigeria, if you were leading or heading the Moroccan Football Association, we know it's difficult to, you know, retain a manager for a long spell, around 4 years, but on the basis of this performance and on the basis of the fact that it is Hervé Renard, he always turns up, wins the AFCON with the most unexpected teams, the underdogs, Zambia and Cote d'Ivoire, when they did in 2015. Would you keep him for 4 years?
I mean, it would be foolhardy for them to let him go. After such, in their group, in the qualifiers,
they didn't even consider a single goal in qualifying.
They didn't consider a goal in qualifying. They had Ivory Coast in that group, and they qualified.
Aubameyang's team, Gabon.
They had Gabon, and they qualified convincingly. The 3 wins, 3 draws, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it was as convincing as it gets. And they were not humiliated. Again, their undoing for me was the group they found themselves in, Portugal and Spain.
Yeah.
For the life of me, those guys are experienced. Even Spain being in disarray after sacking Lopetegui 2 days before the tourney, the talent was still way better than Morocco's.
Definitely.
So, in the end, there are a lot of positives for them to take away from this tournament. Keep those same crop of players, blend in some new blood. The Real Madrid guy, Hakimi,
And I like the Ajax playmaker.
I am Hakim Ziyech.
Ziyech
was fantastic.
Fantastic. Butaib also.
Butaib.
You wouldn't think that a man as old as that will still have that much pace in him.
They turned up, but they just came up short against the better teams in their group. So keep the nucleus of that team and let them build upon it. Maybe they give him a 2 years rolling contract after the AFCON. If they do well, then he can sign a contract extension, but it would be very foolish of them to let him go just like that.
What about, of course, maybe aside Egypt, the worst performing African nation would be Tunisia. You know, poor game management against England, lost scandalously to Belgium, 5-2, could have been 10. Michy Batshuayi could have scored a handful if he wanted to, or a hatful. But aside Tunisia, of course, they saved face by defeating Panama, expectedly coming from behind in the final group stage game. But like every other African team, They just lacked that edge. They just lacked that game management, particularly against England.
I'll pin it on their coach. Because, again, before the Mundial started, you should have had a plan. Beat Panama, the whipping boys in the group. Get a draw, at least against one of England or Belgium, expecting that either of them will cancel out each other, which Belgium eventually did. And they just didn't do that. They kept... They could have... They were gone 4 goals down in the first half against England. But they got
Belgium.
Against England, their opening game. In the first half, they were... The first 15 minutes, England had a hope. So they could have lost in the opening 15 minutes against England in their very first game. But somehow, luck and some excellent goalkeeping, they took it 1-1 at halftime. And then the team talk from then was to keep it tight, hit on the counter. Their transition was, for me, the best amongst the African sides. They passed well. They kept retained possession well, absorbed the pressure, took everything England threw at them. And they were getting a draw up until the last minute of the match when they considered another corner kick and
left
Harry Kane unmarked. For me, that was, again, inexperience, you'd say, but I don't think the coach did enough. Scream at them, back orders at them from the touchline. Make sure you grind out that 1-1 score which you were hanging on to, which would have been deserved based on the way they played. And that wasn't to be. They lost. Now against Belgium, how would you leave the game open expecting to get something for against Belgium? Play in the same manner you approached against England. But they went all gongo, end-to-end stuff. You knew they were going to be roasted by Belgium. And they did. Like you rightly said, 5-2 was mild. It could have been more. And once they lost the first two games, they were out. So it was, again, talking about them coming up short in terms of talent. It was just pure down to game management, inexperience at the highest stage. This is the World Cup for a good reason. You will get punished at the biggest stage of the showpiece. You will get punished for any slight loss of concentration. And all the African teams, it was not surprising that every one of them considered via a set piece at the death in their opening games or in a couple of their games.
And speaking of getting punished when you fail to take your chances and losing concentration, two key moments that stood out and shaped African football at this World Cup. One was Senegal conceding a late equalizer against Japan, which cost them a vital win. Would have been 6 points in the opening two games and qualification secured. And the other was Odion Ighalo misses a plethora of chances against Argentina. We could have sent Nigeria like 3-1 up before they considered what turned out to be the winner. Two key moments, or key moments in two games, and that was it for African hope.
Right.
Going into, it's the first time since 1982, 10 World Cups in that span, 36 years, that no African nation has gone past the group stage. If you were going to rate this, what was your expectation, and what is your, or what will be your feedback based on these performances?
Like you rightly said, the biggest hopes for Africa was Nigeria and Senegal, because they had a lot of foreign-based professionals who play in top leagues in Europe. So you couldn't say experience was lacking. Maybe you want to say laziness at the highest order, because Nigeria's group was difficult, but it was not one they couldn't go out of.
And they got a chance also.
They had a chance because of Argentina's shambolic showing. And they should have made Argentina pay for such a poor showing. Look at the Germans.
Could it be a case of the jinx? Maybe if Nigeria played any other team apart from Argentina, could they have gone through? Could it have just been?
No, I don't think so. Nigeria beat Iceland because, again, Iceland, as good as they have been in the past couple of years, the Euros, and coming into this competition, they topped their group, a group that had Croatia and
Turkey.
And Ukraine. They still lacked experience at the biggest stage. Iceland was always going to be underdogs. And Nigeria did a very good job of getting that win. Yeah, the scoreline was flattering, but in the end, on the balance of play, Nigeria deserved to win that game. And then they won the game because they took their chances. Yeah. We didn't create much in those games, but how well did Ahmed Musa take those two fantastic
goals?
The same thing was to be replicated against Argentina. You were always going to be on the back foot against an Argentine side who were wounded lions, having taken just 1 point from their two games, and they needed to win the last game and still hoped
that Iceland
would not
win.
Get anything from their match against Croatia. So it was always going to be gongo. They were always going to be left exposed at the back, and you needed your strikers to take any chance, any whiff at goal that they got on the day. What happened? Ojoni Gallo was profligate. He had two glorious chances when the scores were 1-1 and Nigeria would have gone ahead 2-1 and probably kept it and probably scored more goals because the other times would have poured out and you could have just hit them. But he didn't take those two chances. And again, in the 86th minute, a cross from the right, a defender was unmarked in the box. I mean, how did Rowe get to that position?
And how did he score that with his weaker
foot?
Maybe a lot of things, but maybe it's just something that we just talk about in football, mates, jinxes, and all of that stuff. Because you would expect Rojo to be the last person at that spot, and you would if Rojo does that 10 times, I'm sure he will miss it 9 times.
I agree with you. But again, the Argentines put their blood in it. Mascherano was bleeding for a long part of that game.
For over 30 minutes. And he's on a blind eye.
That's why I said the Nigerians were lazy. I mean, the Argentines they just knew it's either we win or we go home. Nigeria also needed a draw, which was not impossible to get. They set up nicely to frustrate the Argentines, and they were creating chance after chance. Iheanacho was guilty in the first half. We got a penalty via a VAR-assisted decision, which was rightly so. Converted the chance, and from then on, you just knew one more goal from either side was going to decide the match. And Nigeria should have gotten that goal. We had more than one chance to get
clear-cut chances than Argentina
to get
the whole game.
To get the second goal. We were not hardworking in defense when the Argentines were exposed at the back. We didn't take our chances. So in the end, it was laziness, not tracking players they were supposed to track.
Yeah.
And
I think the concentration was on Messi, because after that goal and the other pass he laid through in the first half, in the opening 20 minutes, that was it. Messi was quiet all game after that moment onward. But then, it's not just about Messi. It's a team, and we had to do what we had to do, but eventually we failed to do it. All right, so overall, African teams, embarrassing, shambolic, but it is what it is. We're out. Wait 4 more years to see what happens next. And we'll take a break. Let's come back to talk about... what champions are out? Germany. Let's see who's going to be our new favorite to win the World Cup. And that's a very shocking trend going on IG. Spain, Italy, since 2006.
France,
the winner, France in 1998. It's a very shocking trend. It's a very shocking trend. But let's come back to talk about that after this break. Germany shockingly knocked out. No one saw that coming. And for the first time since 2002 in Korea, Japan, they have failed to reach at least the semifinals of any major tournament. They've always gotten to at least the semifinal of every tournament since 2002. And who saw this coming? Nobody saw this coming. No one thought the unwanted record. No one thought the Germans will write their names in the unwanted record list.
For me, I can say I saw it coming. But this was my group of that. This was the group I tagged, the group of that before the tournament started. Germany, Sweden, Mexico, and the South Koreans, who could spring up a surprise when you least expect. Korea was supposed to be the whipping boys of the group. They were maybe the whipping boys of the group, barring the defeat, barring them winning, upsetting Germany in the last game. Sweden, they qualified from a group that had Holland, beat Italy in the playoffs, beat France during the qualifiers.
Yeah.
Without Zlatan, they had been a very disciplined side, very hardworking side, not giving much away against the bigger boys, always keeping it tight and capitalizing when they needed to. So Sweden was always going to be a threat. And the Mexicans, they have always been a contender.
Yeah.
to go out of the group, stage. In the past, how many, five, six tournaments, they've always progressed beyond the group stage. They have a lot of talents playing home and abroad. Chicharito, Lozano had a wonderful season with PSV. He fired them to winning the Dutch Eredivisie. Miguel Layún, FC Porto. They had a lot of talents there, were no minnows, and who had experience, Champions League experience, Premiership experience. They had played at the highest level. So you couldn't write off the Mexicans. And then Germany, world champions, defending champions, had a fantastic showing, even in the last Euros. But then there was always the curse of the champions. Mm. France suffered the same fate in 2002 after winning. Italy suffered the same fate.
In 2010?
Brazil could have suffered, but...
They could have in 2006.
And
Spain did in 2014.
So there was always that curse dangling over the champions. And we only needed to see whether the Germans would break that curse. But what did we see? In the first game, Mexico didn't respect them so much. They came to the game, they had a game plan, hit on the counter. It could have been more. I mean, the scoreline, Germany losing 1-0. Again, if they had drawn, maybe you could say it was deserved. But the Mexicans had full value for the 3 points. They played well, they defended well, they hit on the counter. They lost a lot of glaring chances. They were denied a very convincing penalty. Vieira didn't go to review the Chicharito penalty when Hummels stripped him.
Yeah.
And so after the first game, we always expected them to come back strong in the second game, but they didn't. They were lucky to get the win at the death against Sweden, who played fantastically well. Granqvist, the captain, defended well. The goalkeeper was in the way of everything thrown at him. And then in the dying minutes, they considered the freak. And then from then on, we thought, they were going to roast the Koreans, who were already out of the
tournament.
But what did we have? Lethargic football, missing chance after chance. 1-0 would have taken them to the next round, but they didn't. So they had their destiny in their hands, and they didn't take it.
So going forward now, we have Brazil, we have Spain, two nations who haven't been really convincing at the World Cup so far, maybe because of the groups they've been, or because they have just failed to live up to expectation. But let's not say outside that. Of course, they expect that one of France and Argentina will cancel themselves out. But who is the favorite right now going into the finals?
Brazil are the favorites. They have been playing fantastically well, but because they have done what they needed to do. Keep it tight.
And the place of Neymar, Coutinho has really stepped up.
Yeah, Coutinho has really stepped up. I think after this first round of matches, Neymar has regained his match sharpness. Yeah. He was rusty coming into the tournament. He had an injury-plagued season. But
I could have gotten some goals against Serbia in the last game, but the goalkeeper was determined to keep him out, really.
Yeah, true. So for me, in the past 3-4 tournaments, the winners have always had a fantastic defense. So far, Brazil have conceded just
a goal
against Switzerland. Spain have conceded 5.
Yeah.
How many goals? 3 against Portugal, 2 against. They've conceded 5 already against weak oppositions, in my opinion. They've been far from convincing. Lopetegui, the mentality is not right.
For another hero?
It's
Lopetegui is set up anyway.
So Spain have scraped through a group they should have won convincingly with 9 points. They've just managed to scrape through. France, for the life of me, they were in a group they could have and should have had 9 points. But again, they scraped through with 7 points against Denmark. Yeah, they played a weak inside, but then that team still had enough quality to trounce the Danes. They didn't do that. The first game against Australia frustrated them for much of the part. And finally, they won in the last 10 minutes of the match. So they've been far from convincing. Against Peru, Hugo Lloris stood tall when he needed to be, but beating Peru 1-0, they've not shown that they've been convincing. Maybe the first 3 rounds, having scraped through, having gone through efficiently, you say maybe they will bring up their A game against the shambolic Argentina. But again, in my experience, my knowledge of football, when a team barely scrapes through, they usually go into the knockout phase, all guns blazing. Yeah. And I won't be surprised if Argentina beat them and move deeper into, because now Messi has been thrown out of jail and he would he would want to give it everything he has to help Argentina move further in this tournament. So I think Argentina would beat France and go further into the rounds. But can they nick it? They had a terrible defense. So when they meet a very disciplined side, I think they will crumble. Brazil, for me, are the favorites.
Top favorites.
Still my favorites. Mm. Portugal, they flatter to deceive. Yes, they have the talismanic CR7.
They haven't just been themselves. I mean, Portugal, with all the talent and all the depth they have, with players playing at the top level,
they've been hardworking. They've been hardworking, but you just need Ronaldo to have a very subpar performance.
And then they will be exposed.
So Brazil, for me, remain the favorites. They've been efficient when they've met a disciplined side. They've kept their patience. They've tried to break the opposition down. We saw that against Costa Rica. The Costa Ricans were stood tall for 90 minutes, but in the dying minutes, they conceded two goals. Yeah. That was down to experience and hard work. And Brazil have that at this stage. And when other teams that should have been contenders are just flattering to deceive, I think the Brazilians would fancy their chances of going deep in this tournament. Spain would have been another favorite, but without an experienced manager at the helm.
Brazil need to see off Mexico, though. A potential banana spill for them. And with a history of always losing against the Mexicans in major tournaments.
Yes, lost against Mexicans in
major tournaments. Maybe they can get one over the Mexicans crucially, and then there's a potential clash against Argentina looming. Belgium and Japan looming. So yeah, it looks all good for them going forward, but it's not going to be easy for them at all if they're going to win this.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy, especially if and when they beat
Mexico.
Even when they beat Mexico, they would have to face, I fancy, Belgium doing the job against the Japanese. But Belgium are the dark horses, and while some have tipped them to go and win the tournament,
I don't think it's going to happen.
In the tournament's history, no foreign coach has ever won the World Cup. And I think that will be Belgium's undoing, even though they have an array of talent and they have been fantastic so far, topping their group with 9 points. But I think at some point the cookie will crumble, and I think that will be against Brazil. So I think Brazil will go all the way to win the tournament.
All right, I'll support that. Okay, so we've had a lot to talk about. And I think it's just best to stop it here and continue this conversation next week. Thank you very much, Ido. Thank you very much for availing yourself and for pouring out your heart. Really appreciate this.
It's always a pleasure having me. I'll be glad to do this another time.
Definitely, you will be on it another time. All right, guys. It's Smart Sport. Please share if you do enjoy what we're doing. And see you next week. Bye.